And we're going to go back to the hotline. Coach McFarland, do we have you back?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Sorry about that, Coach. We heard like two words, and then all of a sudden you disappeared on us. So as you were, my friend, you were telling us all the details on Wednesday morning's festivities.
Well, the Browns come out, and they bring several players. And, you know, we're real fortunate in Lorain to have a strong relationship with the Cleveland Browns and their high school relations guy, Daryl Taylor. And so when they put the new turf in, part of it was they wanted to continue to give back. And so we run a free youth camp for all Lorain kids and Lorain County kids. And the Browns bring players out. And last year we had over 100 kids there. And, you know, we put the kids through different stations and teach them fundamentals. And a lot of our high school football players do instruction. And then the Cleveland Browns players kind of move around from drill to drill. And of course, they do a nice job of talking to the kids, and then they give some sort of a speech. But you know, the Browns, they bring out equipment, they bring out balls, they feed the kids pizza. It's a great day, and we're real lucky because we're doing this hand in hand with Lorain and Elyria Boys and Girls Club, and so primarily it's going to be those children that are there that are at the camp, and obviously other children, but. It's great to see, you know, we have about 100 Boys and Girls Club kids out there and then whatever the walk-up is. So we're excited about it, and we're just happy that the Browns are willing to come out, and Daryl Taylor, you know, organizes this for us, and it's a great thing.
Very fun stuff, and it seems like it would be a heck of a lot of fun if you have a son or daughter ages 8 to 14. Should be a blast and certainly very beneficial. It'll be informative. It'll be fun. Now, it mentions here that some of the Browns alumni and high school coaches will be there to offer tips and hands-on instruction. Do we know which Browns or Browns alumni might be available at this thing?
No, I do not know who they're bringing out. It's always a surprise. You know, it's usually who's in town. You know, when they first came out to dedicate the field, they brought out Jarvis Landry. That was a lot of fun. And then last year they had several Browns players. So it's really who's in town, who's local. But we'll be excited to see who shows up.
Coach, you mentioned some of your players get the opportunity to kind of step on the other side of the whistle this time around. Did they look forward to that? I'd imagine they would.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's important because, you know, people do a lot for – our high school kids all across the county and the state, and here the high school kids have a chance to give back and see that they are role models and that these little guys look up to them. And it's nice for our Lorain kids to kind of get to identify, you know, who Jordan Jackson is or Daylon Dower or some of our kids and get to know their jersey numbers. And then hopefully they follow us during the season.
Lorain head football coach Dave McFarland joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about Wednesday morning's Cleveland Browns Legends Clinic, which will take place at George Daniel Field, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Well, there are going to be a lot of different skills stations that are set up. What kinds of skills stations will be available on Wednesday morning?
Well, we do throwing and kicking and punting and catching. I think the favorite of the young kids is always we do a station where they have to score a touchdown. And we film them doing a touchdown dance, and you know, so that, you know, they're down there doing their celebration. And I suppose the second favorite is where they get to actually hit the bags and tackle the bags, and you know, kind of roll around and bump it up a little bit. You know, it seems like the kids always like to hit something. And so the touchdown dance seems to be the favorite, and then I'd say tackling the dummies and stuff like that. But it's a fun day, and like I said, Tony DiMacchia and those guys at Boys and Girls Club do a great job with their kids, and those young people are there, and then we're lucky enough that the Browns feed everybody. So it should be a wonderful afternoon for everybody.
Coach, I have to ask, when the kids come to you and they heed your advice on what they should do with their touchdown celebration, what do you normally tell them? What kind of touchdown dance celebration advice do you give to the kids?
Well, I just tell them hand the ball to the referee because he asked my wife. I can't dance. But, you know, we have a lot of fun with the kids. And, you know, we talk to them also about things like make sure they're reading a book this summer and try to make sure we're always putting an emphasis on academics, and the Browns do a good job of reinforcing that as well. And they have a reading program that we introduce during the camp, and so I really am looking forward to it. And I appreciate you guys just putting a shout out to the community. So if people are interested, they can give me a call. My number is 440-822-7413. If I would have known this in the 70s, think of all the dates I could have gotten by throwing my number out on the airways, right?
Hey, why not stop there?
Feel free to call me about the camp.
Yeah, you can also email Coach McFarland, dmcfarland@lorainecsd.org as well, if you want to go the email route as well. So I just received a text from Tim Alcorn. He says, Coach is not kidding. He actually can't dance. Tim said he was the DJ at a function that you guys ran. Actually, your daughter's wedding. And he said...
Right. No, it was awesome. He was phenomenal. He did a great job. And we had our dance there. And, it's not my forte. I'm not really good at very many things. I'm pretty average. But dancing's definitely not my thing.
Understood. You and I are in the same ballpark there, Coach, because I'm not much of a dancer myself, so I could certainly take some notes from you as to how to avoid the dance floor altogether, but I digress. This time of the year, Coach, are you getting the itch? I mean, we are about 2 months away from kickoff. Do you start to get the itch right around this time of year?
Yeah, this is maybe my favorite time because, it's just pure football. You're just working with young people, you're out there trying to improve every day. The stress of game week and all that isn't there right now. And, our young guys are showing up just for the love of the game, and we're out there throwing the ball around and lifting weights and, doing those kinds of things. So it's a little oasis for me. I like this time of year. But it's going to be here. And, we're going to be in the two-a-days before we know it. And, it seems like it comes a little bit faster every year.
Do you have that date marked on the calendar? When is that for you guys when you start rolling through the two-a-days?
Oh, well, it's August 1st. It seems like it's always August 1st. But to be honest with you, I don't think too much about all that stuff. I'm excited about, we have our camps and the kids get together and we throw the ball around, like I said. So I just try to enjoy the summer because I do know after doing this a long time that when two-a-days come, life changes and all your energy and focus goes there, and it's kind of hectic. Once that comes, but we're enjoying our summer, and we're excited about the Browns camp.
Very good stuff. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the summer, but enjoy the camp as well. This should be a lot of fun on Wednesday. The kids seem like they really enjoy it, and I know you guys enjoy the partnership with the Browns. Certainly a big help, and we hope that you guys get a great turnout on Wednesday.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for putting us on the air.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Lorain head football coach Dave McFarland joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.